Patient's name is Matthew Hendricks, first name MATTHEW, last name HENDRICKS. Date of birth is 1/10/1965. Date of service is 3/21/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This young male presents to the clinic for a follow-up of his last office visit. He states that intermittently he still is getting his headache and neck pain from the motor vehicle accident that he was involved in multiple months ago. Patient did have a CAT scan of his brain done, and those results were called to him. However, the radiologist discussed with him if he was still having discomfort to go ahead and go back to the office for evaluation. Allergy, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history, hypertension, surgical history, left leg and stomach, social history, denies drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 164 over 100, heart rate 72, respiratory 16, temp 98.1, O2 98, and he weighs 261 pounds. Physical exam, general, he is alert, he's appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEENT, his mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck, negative JVD. He does have a normal range of motion. However, he does have increased discomfort with complete lateral movement to the left and right of his neck. No soft tissue swelling or point tenderness to his C-spine. Chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, cervical, neck pain, status post, motor vehicle accident. I did discuss with patient those results of the CAT scan that he did have. He has also had x-rays of his spine, all of which were negative. Patient states that he did do physical therapy, and it did help. However, he is not wanting to go back to physical therapy at this time because he does not have transportation or the money, and he feels like it will not be of any further assistance for him. I did ask him about the vertigo that he complained of last visit, but he states that all of that has subsided. He does not wish for any additional medications. He said that he's taken over-the-counter medications for those symptoms relief. At this time, patient feels like he does not need any additional office visits. I did tell him that if he has any worsening, he is more than welcome to come back for an evaluation. A patient does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.